Well, thank you, Alex. I'd like to call the Oro Valley Town Council special session December 16th, 2020 online Zoom meeting to order. Mr. Standish, roll call.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen. Councilmember Green.
Here.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson.
Here.
Councilmember Solomon.
Is he unmuted on our end, or does he need to unmute on his end?
Councilmember Solomon, if you star six, you'll unmute. There you go.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes,
yes sir.
Okay, great.
Perfect. And Mayor Winfield.
Here. Thank you. I move to go into executive session with the town manager, assistant town manager, town attorney, legal services director, and the town clerk.
I'll second that.
Mr. Mayor, I have a point of order, the town attorney.
Okay, there's been a second. So point of order, Councilmember Solomon.
Yes. Yes, I'm on the agenda committee, yet I was not notified of putting this meeting, scheduling this meeting, so I wanted to make sure we have all our I's dotted and T's crossed. So how is this meeting scheduled?
My understanding is that was through the town manager. I'll defer to her.
Mr. Councilmember Solomon, my apologies. I believe that the start of your agenda committee assignment is January 1st and that Mr. Nicholson continues to the end of December. And that was what I recalled. But if you'll give us a moment, we'll double check that. Thank you for alerting it to us.
Okay.
Just a moment, please.
That may be the case.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Councilmember Bowen.
I didn't receive a confirmation when I said I was here. I just wanted to acknowledge I am.
Thank you. Mr. Standish, did you get Councilmember Bowen's confirmation?
I did, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Solomon here. I'm fine with proceeding while they double check that. I just want to make sure that everything is 100% in line.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, this is the agenda committee assignment was made on December 2nd, but it was effective December 1st, so that was our error. So tonight's meeting was not officially approved by the agenda committee. It was the previous member of the agenda committee. So Mr. Cohen.
Councilmember Solomon, based on your comments, I'm assuming that you don't have an objection proceeding with the executive session so that we can address the important issues that need to be addressed tonight.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. We're good.
Okay, so there's, I made a motion. It was seconded by Councilmember Jones-Ivy. Any discussion? Mr. Standish, roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowen?
Yes.
Councilmember Green?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Yes.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilmember Solomon?
Yes.
And Mayor Winfield?
Yes. So just as a reminder to those going into executive session, you'll want to go out of this public meeting and into the executive session. For those attending tonight's special session meeting, there are 46 attendees at the present time and 13 participants. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'd like to reconvene the special session. I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to join us this evening. There are currently 107 attendees the last time I looked. This meeting is taking place online to comply with the ongoing social distancing requirements and ensure the community's ability to participate. In order to participate, one must be logged into Zoom directly by computer or telephone. For those who are unfamiliar with the Zoom software, I'd like to take a moment and provide a quick overview on how to participate. Everyone's microphone, except for the individual that has the floor, will be muted throughout the meeting to ensure as smooth and efficient meeting as possible. Only select staff can turn on your microphone at the appropriate time if you'd like to ask a question or provide comments. If you wish to address the council on tonight's agenda item, please raise your hand only when I announce it's appropriate to do so. There are two ways to do this. For those participating on any platform other than by phone, place your cursor towards the bottom middle of the page and look for the raised hand icon. Once the raised hand icon has been located, click on the raised hand icon to raise your hand to request to speak. For those participating via phone, press 9 to raise your hand. Once your hand is raised, staff will be alerted to your request to speak. At the appropriate time, I'll call on those with their hands raised to provide questions or comments. I will then announce your name and staff will unmute your access so you can speak. If you'd like to have your video enabled, please request so prior to your comments, and staff will move you to the panel list and enable your video. Once you're done speaking, staff will move you back to the attendee list. You may experience a momentary disconnect while changing roles. Please make sure you're not also muted on your personal device. As with all town council meetings, please clearly state your name and whether or not you are an Oro Valley resident. Also, speakers are limited to no more than 3 minutes. A timer will be used as with in-person meetings, and we ask that you please respect the 3-minute limit. And let me just look again at the number of attendees this evening. Well, there's 119 participants. I think there's approximately 107 attendees. Mr. Standish, if you would read special session agenda item 1.
Discussion and possible action to instruct the town's attorneys and representatives regarding the property commonly known as the former Vistoso Golf Course.
So at this time, for members of the community that would like to speak to this particular topic, item 1 of the special session agenda, this is your opportunity to do so. So if you would please raise your hand. Some of you checked in with the clerk in advance, but that's not necessary. You just simply need to, I mean, we appreciate that, but you just simply need to click on that raise hand icon if you would like to speak. And I will call on Rich Molnar. Will be our first speaker. If you would please state your name and whether you're a resident of Oro Valley.
Hi, my name's Richard Molnar. I'm a resident of Oro Valley. Can you hear me?
Yes. Would you like your video enabled?
No, thanks, Mayor.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to say, and I wanted to reiterate for the record, that we fully support, my wife and I both fully support, the town going forward with Mayor Winfield's motion to move forward by acquiring an appraisal to determine the fair market value of the Vistoso Golf property with the assistance of the town attorneys. I just wanted to say that also it would be nice to hear a progress report on the first meeting that that you already may have had with Romsman, if at all possible. That's it. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Rosa Daly, you're our next speaker. Would you like your video enabled?
No, thank you.
Okay. If you just state your name and whether you're a resident of Oral Valley, thanks.
Hi, this is Rosa Daly. I'm a resident of Rancho Vistosa, Oro Valley. First, I want to say good evening to everyone. Thank you for putting the time into this. As Rich Molnar just mentioned, I would like to make sure that I reiterate my support for a fair market value approach to resolving the Vistoso golf course property. Reiterate that I will be an advocate and support of a community-sponsored funding of a fair market value resolution, because I think it's important that the community get closure on the process that we started over the summer and be able to participate in this conclusion. So want to be able to do as much as possible to support that way forward. And that's really all I have tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Tom Stegman, you're next in the queue. We'll get you unmuted. Would you like your video enabled?
No, thanks. Not necessary.
If you'd just state your name and resident of Oro Valley.
Yeah. Tom Stegman, resident of Oro Valley. And I appreciate the time and effort that all council members and all involved have put into this. As with Rich and Rosa, my wife and I fully support what the town is intending to do here, has stated their intent. And, you know, obviously we have been supporting this effort for the whole time that it's been going on. We're very concerned, you know, that this investor is still trying to get more than what the property is worth. So we fully support moving forward with the intent to get a fair market value appraisal. To stand firm on that and stand firm on the grounds that that there will be no more offered than that. And, you know, we've shown our financial support all along the way. We'll continue to do so because this is just the right thing to do. I appreciate your efforts and your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Teresa Morrow, and I believe, Teresa, you need to hit star six. Is that correct, staff, or somebody's on the phone? So if we could unmute, all right. Teresa?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can, if you could state your name and resident of Oro Valley.
Yes, my name is Teresa Morrow, and I'm a resident of Oro Valley. And on November 18th, a motion was made by Mayor Winfield and approved 7-0 by the town council. The motion was to move forward to engage Romspin and any required third parties to negotiate the purchase of the golf course at fair market value. Thus, my question is, what is the status of the formal appraisal to determine the correct fair market value of the property? As stated for many months by Rancho Vistoso residents, purchase of the property is only supported at fair market value. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. I have a Mr. Richard Beam, who, if you could, if we could unmute Mr. Beam.
Okay.
We can hear you. Would you like your video enabled?
No, I would not. That's okay. Not necessary. Thank you.
If you could state your name and resident of Oro Valley.
Sure. My name is Richard Beam, and I'm a resident of Rancho Vistoso, section of Oro Valley. And I, like many others, I want to express my appreciation for the time and effort that the council has put into this process. It's been a very long, arduous one, and hopefully it's going to conclude well and in short order. I simply had a couple quick comments to make. Like others before me, you know, I would ask that you uphold the fair market value approach. You voted for it 7-0 on the mayor's motion on the 18th of November. And I would just simply say, don't buy into investor Romsbin's LLC. Don't buy into their fear tactics. I think they're probably expressing and saber-rattling in such a way that it may strike fear in the hearts of the council members. But I would ask you to stay the course, because really the condemnation laws are in your favor. I think if you trust the process as we've trusted the process in supporting you, we'll come out of this thing just fine and at what we really want, which is we don't want to pay more than the fair market value. We shouldn't have to do that. I think the process is well known and one that you can trust, and I hope that you do, and that we proceed along that path. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bill Sugars, you're next in queue. We'll unmute you momentarily.
There, did that work?
It did.
Good.
You want your video enabled?
No, that's. I have a quick question.
If you could state your name and whether you're a resident of Oro Valley.
Sure, Bill Sugars. I live in Fairville Vistoso in Oro Valley. I just a little confused. When we had the last meeting, we were told there wasn't going to be a meeting with Romsbin until January. No date had been set. So we're having this general session tonight to address the golf course property, but we have no idea what we're supposed to be talking about because we've not been given any information about where that process is. So we're asking questions which don't really deal with the current situation. So I guess what I'm asking is, what's going on? That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Gregory Zerbug. You're unmuted.
Okay.
Your video enabled?
No, thank you. Yes. I'm not a resident of Oro Valley, but I have purchased.
Your name, please.
Greg Zerbrug.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do have a condominium that's along the golf course, and have been very interested in the preservation of the former golf course as a nature area and seeing it as a great asset for whomever might stay at my condominium. And I've walked the paths greatly there, probably illegally, but have enjoyed it nonetheless. And I appreciate Mayor Winfield and the City Council in taking on this issue. It seems to me that the Conservation Fund and Romsbin agreed on having an assessment for fair market value. And in trying to understand the disagreement that resulted from that, it seems like Romsbin is under the impression that the property is worth more based on the possibility of development. And I think that could be very simply cleared up with them. And I think perhaps it already has by the City Council getting involved the way you have. But if they have the very clear message that this property is not going to be developed, it would dissuade them of their delusion that the property is worth more based on development potential. And that's all I'd have to say. And I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
If there's any members of the public that would like to speak to this particular item as part of our special agenda, this is your opportunity to do so. Simply go to the raised hand icon, click on that, or if you're calling in by phone, you press on star 9 to raise your hand. Jeff and Sharon Jarvis, you're in the queue.
Hi there, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi, good evening, council members. Thank you so much for addressing this issue again. Again, I'm not sure what your special session was about, so I'm not sure what further questions I have, but I'm...
Can you state your name and whether you're a resident of Oral Valley, please?
Sharon and Jeff and Sharon Jarvis, and when you ask about residency, I'm not sure how to address that. We own a home in Fairfield Vistoso, but we are Washington State residents with the intent of becoming Arizona State residents in the next year or two. So all I'll do is reiterate what we've said in the past, and that is north of Tangerine, people in our age group desperately need walkable paths and oftentimes paved paths. We live along Highlands Drive, and the traffic on Highlands Drive is so heavy, sometimes it's so difficult to even cross the street. And so walking the paths at the golf course, previous golf course, has been a godsend for so many people. And when I'm out there, it's not just residents of my age group, it's families pushing strollers or riding their bikes with young children. So I just really think I applaud you all for making an effort to retain this property for recreation, and also let's preserve what we have left of the Sonoran Desert in this area, because once it is developed, it is gone forever. So thank you. Applaud you all. Thank you for your time this evening.
Okay. Again, if there's any members of the public that would like to speak to this agenda item, this is your opportunity to do so before I close the... Okay, seeing no additional raised hands, Mr. Cohen, could you speak to tonight's agenda item based on some of the queries by the public?
I can. It may not be satisfactory to the citizens, but I hope they at least hear me out and understand why. And the reason it may not be satisfactory is not necessarily my fault, but it's because we have some laws with regards to executive session. And that executive session law passed by the Arizona legislature, right or wrong, does not allow me or anybody on the council to discuss what exactly happened in the executive session. We just can't do it. In general, I think the citizens know what we're talking about. It's listed on the agenda to give them a general idea of what the topic is. Cannot go further than that. Can't answer any of the questions that were posed. I apologize. But we're obviously talking about the Vistoso golf course and some direction that that myself and perhaps the manager will receive here shortly in that regard. And that's all we can do tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. I move the town attorney and town manager proceed as directed in executive session.
Second.
Councilmember Nicholson, second. Any discussion? Mr. Standish, if you'd take a roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowen? Oh, I believe you're still muted.
My apologies. Yes.
Thank you. Councilmember Green?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Yes.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilmember Solomon? Councilmember Solomon?
Standish.
Oh.
He's on the list of attendees, not panelists, just as a point of order.
I believe we just have to have his. There we go.
Here he is.
Hi, I'm sorry, but wouldn't unmute me. My vote is yes.
Thank you. And Mayor Winfield.
Yes. So the motion carries 7-0. I move to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Jones Ivey seconded. Mr. Standish, if you could take a roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowen? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you. Councilmember Green?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones Ivey?
Yes.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilmember Solomon?
Yes.
And Mayor Winfield?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful holiday.